That's Heidi Braun, and she runs a boot camp to get people in shape. But people aren't the only participants. That's the heavy breathing of Maggie, Braun's peppy 3-year-old border collie mix that she adopted a year ago from the Mahoning County Dog Shelter. Maggie's the reason Braun started what's called Thank Dog Boot Camp. It's a fitness class for people and their pooches.
I figured I couldn't be the only person that had a crazy dog that I was leaving to go to the gym at night.
Today's class is in the Beechwood Community Center, but in the summer they meet outside. People come to the class to bond with their dogs and to get fit.
I have ladies in some of my classes that have lost 40 pounds. I have other ones that are here to work on strength training.
The beauty of the concept, says Braun, is your dog becomes your workout partner, your motivator to lace up.
If your dog knows that, you know, every night at 6:30 you go for a walk or every Thursday you go to boot camp together, they know when that day is, and they're excited and they're waiting for you, and they're going to pester you until you put on your shoes and take them to go. I mean, Maggie spins in circles because she knows that it's boot camp day.
Ron says one of her regulars, when she had to miss class, sent her boyfriend with her dog because she didn't want her dog to miss out.
If you're a single person and your dog is your best buddy that you, you know, share your life with, you don't want to let them down.
We always ache after this class. I'm Linda Augustuson from Pepper Pike, Ohio. This is Sadie, and we love it. We started last summer.
I'm Leah Taft. I'm from Chagrin Falls. This is Bailey.
And what kind of dog is Bailey?
She's a mutt, a very muddy mutt.
Braun says she gets people and dogs at all fitness levels and ages. Eileen Kellner from Beechwood jokes that she's twice as old as the others, so it's harder to keep up with her beagle, Amos.
Come here, Amos. No, you're not still there.
Well,
there's
two.
Come here.
Two. Four.
Braun shouts out commands. The dogs have to practice going from a jog to a sit. Their human counterparts don't get off the hook either.
Get on your mat on all fours. You're doing rear leg lifts.
Dogs are pretty good at staying put during this, but one of them can't resist a little sweaty face looking.
Oh, yeah, she won't stop kissing me. I know, I'm happy to see you too. Okay, sit. Oh dear. We've lost control of the situation.
OSU health coach Jenny Pitcher says a pet can be a good tool for fitness and weight loss, whether in a boot camp like Braun's or just taking a spin around the block at night.
Actually, yeah, we talk about dogs a lot.
Her clients say their dogs keep them honest, and research shows that having a buddy of some sort does help people stay on track.
So, you know, you can talk yourself out of going and doing the exercise, but if you, you know, have committed to somebody else to do it, it makes you more likely to get that done.
Back at Doggy Boot Camp, I had to ask one more question before I left.
Do you have any tips for those of us with cats? We'll give you a loaner dog. Come to class.
Right. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Ann Glosser in Cleveland.